Yeah, dude. You know, dude. Yeah, dude.
What's up, man?
How you doing, buddy? It's 7:33. Welcome to it, the Plan B Morning Show. I'm Brock. He's Hunter. Yeah. We got to get to it, folks. It's time for your topic of the day. As always, your topic of the day brought to you by Special Light, Decatur, Benton Township. There's a good chance you've walked through a Special Light door when you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant, and they are growing. You want to be a part of the Special Light team? Hit them up. You could start a career with an amazing company that is growing and expanding, and they want to grow and expand with you. Your topic for today, I love this one. What's something that makes you roll your eyes every time you hear it? Just to the back of your head. Come on. As soon as we brought this topic up, when I found it, I had one just immediately. And I'm sure everyone has had to deal with this at some point in their professional career, is when the higher ups say, it's not mandatory, but highly recommended you attend. Just make the effing thing mandatory, okay? I roll my eyes every time I get that email saying, oh, you know, we got this thing coming up. Now, it's not mandatory, but it's highly recommended. So what you're telling me is you're going to judge me. You're going to put that little nugget in the back of your head if I don't go. Just make the thing mandatory, because we're all going to be there, because we're all worried about having that little voice in the back of your head going, I see Brock's not here. Interesting. Apparently he doesn't.
Well, it wasn't mandatory. Yeah.
Not mandatory.
You're getting judged, bro. You are.
God, I hate that. Yeah, just roll my eyes every single time.
Better show up.
Yeah, yeah. So, Brock, I noticed you weren't at that virtual meeting we had. Well, yeah, you said it wasn't mandatory. Yeah, I know we said it wasn't mandatory, but we also said it was highly recommended that you go. You know, we suggested maybe if you wanted to keep your job, you know.
Mm-hmm.
God, I...
Sweet.
Now all the
meetings are going to be mandatory.
I'd rather have that. Because you know why? I pulled an eye muscle the last time they sent out that email. Not mandatory, but highly recommended. Shut up. Just make it mandatory. Anyway.
Jesus, man. I think the one I used in the promo yesterday was either or. Baby showers, first, second, third, birthdays. It's just, you know, and it's always on a Sunday. Dude, yeah. It's NFL Sunday.
Yep.
It's a very important day. It's just as important as all the other things that you ladies plan for us. Hey, guys, you ready? We're going to go to the baby shower at 1 o'clock on Sunday. That's kickoff. You know that's kickoff, right?
It's little Timmy's first birthday. We have to go. No.
We'll only be there for like 4 hours.
We don't. How much was that present we bought for this one-year-old? What are we doing? Yeah. Yeah, that every time. And the hard part is, too, and you know, you're a married guy, okay? I haven't rolled my eyes in sight of my wife in a very long time because I know better. I don't feel like being murdered. But, it's very eye-roll-inducing.
We don't have kids yet. So, you know, you go to one of these things and everybody's bouncing kids on their knees.
Hunter.
I don't fit in.
I am going to make a promise to you. I am making a vow to you right now. I promise you, when I have children, I will never invite you to a birthday party on a Sunday. I swear to God, buddy, I will not do that. All right.
Thank you.
To all my brethren out there, whenever I have kids, I promise you, I will never, ever, ever, ever invite you to my child's birthday party. Why? Because you don't need to be there.
I don't need to be there. And you know what? You're a good friend. I really appreciate that, man. Seriously. That's deep. It means a lot.
And
it really
does. If for some reason my wife strong arms me, okay, which she has a way of doing, I promise you, we will have a keg in the garage and we will just get smoked. All right.
And I'll bring you into that garage and slap you across the face. Snap out of it.
I'm sorry.
Why am I here?
Look, there's a keg. I'm sorry. It's the best I could do.
You told me.
Yeah,
the damn football.
I'm sorry.
It's the game, man.
We'll all be huddled around the small radio in my garage next to a keg of beer while they're all in a bounce house and, you know, singing happy birthday and all that.
You hear them in the distance.
To a one-year-old that has no idea what's going on. Yeah. Rolling our eyes out of our heads.
I'll send you a gift. How about that?
Perfect. Just mail it. I don't care if it shows up a week later. That's fine. Anyway. All right. Well, let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. And we got a ton of great comments. We want to get to yours. What's something that makes you roll your eyes every single time you hear it? We'll be back with more WIRX.
And Hunter.
Oh, good morning. 7:45. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
7:45. What's up, man?
Welcome to it. Your topic of the day today, brought to you by Special Light and Decatur in Benton Township. What's something that makes you roll your eyes every single time you hear it? We got some awesome, awesome answers on Facebook. Let's see. God, there's so many good. I don't even know where to start. Christopher said my ex-wife's voice, which that's just hilarious.
Oh, yeah. That is pretty funny. You hear her coming off into a distance, maybe at a bar or something. Oh, God, here she is. She's here.
It's just so terrible. Like, how much you have to hate someone. Like, oh, their voice.
Is, oh God,
my ex.
Night is ruined.
I don't know how many. So you see them calling on the phone, you roll your eyes, and they talk, and you roll your eyes. Cripes. Oh, man.
Jesus, the ex.
Let's see. Tony said Brock saying Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to keep saying it, buddy.
Rolling eyes, man. Right.
Aaron Rodgers.
We get it. He likes him.
Let's see. Robert said the new normal. You've been rolling your eyes with that one, whatever has been saying, the new normal.
New norm. Yeah, that one got me, too, especially that whatever commercial it was. We're like a day into this, you know, quarantine back in March. The new norm. I'm like, are you effing serious? We're a day into it.
Yeah. Relax.
That's the new normal. Yeah, you can't just switch one day like that. It takes time.
That's it. It's over. Let's see. Ooh, Paige had a good one. Something that makes her roll her eyes every time she hears it. When someone says, I seen that instead of I saw. Oh,
dude.
Yeah. I seen that.
Pronunciation.
Yeah, I saw.
People spelling things wrong. Oh, dude, it bothers me too.
Yep. I done seen it over there. Yeah.
Not going to say I got the greatest grades, guys, but I could still spell. Can't imagine what kind of grades you got. Have you ever seen the we is?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that drives me nuts. It's not hard to do. I actually told my lovely wife, who is from the hills of the Ozarks, I told her that when we do have kids, it's going to be up to me, because if they start sounding like her, like a dirty hillbilly, I'm going to have to really change it up. She's a smart lady, but there's days.
She's got that twang, huh?
Nicholas said something that makes him roll his eyes every time he hears it. Brock stalling for dumb vocabulary. Well, guess what, Nicholas? Get ready to roll your eyes again today, because it's going to happen.
Oh, boy.
Son of a bitch.
You're a hot topic in this topic, man.
There's another one. Daniel said, whenever Brock says, anyways, I digress. Well, Daniel, it's a proper way to say stuff when you're done talking about a topic. I digress. Let's move on.
You do say that a lot.
Yeah. Well, I digress. What do you got?
You also say we're going to take a quick look at your forecast coming up, and that never happens.
I never do. Well, I'm glad everyone's hanging on every single word I say, because it's important. Hunter, you said you had one. What's something that makes you roll your eyes?
Yeah, this one, man. This is a good one. The narcissism on Facebook, especially from you ladies. I'm sorry, but you're going to be the king of the topic here on this one. Just how many selfies do you need to take a day and post? I know we've talked about this a lot, and I'm not going to go into big detail, but come on. Every time you go to the gym? Every time you wake up in the morning?
Or at least when one of those girls says, I was at the gym for like 4 hours. Ugh, roll your eyes on that one. Why were you there for 4 hours? Don't you have a job? Don't you have anything else to do?
Just some of these pictures, like the in the woods, like running through the woods, and they're all posed. I'm like, do you like have a guy follow you out into the woods? Like, there's somebody behind that camera.
Unbelievable.
What are you doing? Get a job, would you, for God's sake?
No, this is my job. I'm an influencer. That was another one that makes you roll your eyes right there.
The influencer.
I'm an influencer. Oh, I'm kind of a big deal. I'm an influencer. So you don't actually have a job?
It doesn't even sound cool.
I can't wait until when we look back at the annals of history, you know, 50 years from now, and we look back at the term influencer. Like schools will teach there's got to be curriculum on the social media fad from like 2000 to 2020 or 2030, whatever, and then we get rid of it, and we teach our children in the future, like, there was a time when people called themselves influencers, and they thought that people cared about what they were doing during the day.
Oh,
they thought people cared about the pictures that they were posting. And they called themselves influencers.
If you're an influencer, you shouldn't have to tell anybody you're an influencer. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. The moment you say, I'm an influencer, tells me that you're not important enough.
No, you have to let people know.
Yeah, just so you know, I'm important. Yeah,
Sweet, bro.
When you tell me how many followers you have, I automatically roll my eyes and lose any kind of respect I might have had for you. Maybe, possibly.
Right there with you on that one.
Let's see. We'll end with Whitley's. Whitley said, Hunter's weak beta male body. I didn't make the roll.
You son of a bitch, Whitley. All right, just because you drink protein shakes every day. You know what, Whitley, do some squats. How about that, you bastard?
All right, buddy.
And your Panthers suck.
Whitley coming in with it. Well, anyways, I digress. Let's move on here. We'll be back with more. That was for you, Daniel. You son of a bitch.
More rock now.